prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello, welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 15 October 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. I got a few announcements to make before we bring up our guest, Doug Thornton, tonight. Pastor Doug Thornton. We have a lot to talk about, folks. We have a lot to talk about from a Christian perspective. Everything on this broadcast, everything, no matter what we're talking about, comes from a Christian worldview. I want you to know that. If you're expecting something else, you can listen to the wrong program. Before I go with the guest, though, a couple announcements. We're going to have Bible study this weekend on Sunday instead of Saturday. There's a planned power outage on Saturday. So instead of having the 19th, you're going to have it on the 20th, same time, 10:30 a.m. for Prairie Christian Praise Reports, 11:30 for Christian Worldview News, Prophecy in the News, and a 1 o'clock Bible study. And it'll be changed because of a planned power outage. So we're going to keep caught up. So we're going to meet on this coming Sunday instead of Saturday. I want you all to know that, please. I'll try to remind you again tomorrow night. Now, as far as the office goes, Thursday, we had a death in a very close family to us. In the office, I won't be here in the office about 1 o'clock Thursday. I believe in here somewhere. Well, I may be here for an hour or so. But not, I may have to leave here at 10 o'clock, and we're going to the wake and the funeral. So back in about 1 o'clock Thursday, a death in a family that we've been close to for many, many years. She was ready to go, and she was, well, up in her late 80s. So really, she is in a much better place. But nonetheless, I want you all to know, Crystal will be here. Everything just as normal. Except I won't be here to give Crystal a hard time. But we'll be in the office, like I said, later in the day, but Crystal will be here all day. And don't forget, we're offering the books by Kathy O'Brien, and I'm going to offer those for the rest of the month while they last. I got a few more of them sent to me. The Transformation of America, T-R-A-N-C-E, Formation of America, is a book that I said, and I keep saying it, everyone needs to read. When this woman, then a young lady, where it was exposing the child sex trafficking was going on our country, clear back in the middle 90s, and now it's all over the news, the name being taken down everywhere, and folks were seeing the tip of the iceberg. I don't know how much going to be allowed to happen before they do something to counteract what's going on. But this book, for a donation of $30 that includes shipping, will open your eyes and mind to the truth. And one that was written also, when they were trying to bring this evidence before courts, access was denied for reasons of national security. And it took a long time to break through that wall. $40, that book's 400 some pages long. That's includes shipping. So these are available. And also the DVD on transformation is also available for $20 total, shipping and all. It's available. And I cannot, excuse me, tell you how urgent it is that you get this information and understand the corruptness of what's happening in this country. I mean, before I go to guests, I got a phone call a while ago. I'll be calling a U.S. senator from Arizona tomorrow, whose son was arrested on January 6th. The judge himself said, "You haven't done anything worthy of prison, but we're going to send you there anyway." Now, this is a true story. I'll get more of this tomorrow when I talk to the senator personally. He got 7 years in prison after the judge said you didn't do anything more, to paraphrase, worthy of prison. Give him 7 years anyway. So when you receive this kind of injustice, you realize just how far down the road we are as a nation. So don't forget that, folks. If you want these books, get them and keep your eyes and ears open, because we're going to see a lot of things come out in the open that people are going to be shocked maybe to hear. It's going to lead to more dissension and more more anger in this country that's already divided, almost unbelievably divided, from all different factions. Our guest today says Pastor Doug Thornton. I want to bring him up, and for the new listeners, I'm going to let him explain to you a little bit about himself, a little bit of my own, who Doug is. Doug, come in and join us and tell us a bit about yourself.
Hey, Brother Bush, thanks for inviting me on with you tonight. So I served in the United States Marine Corps in the 3rd Battalion, 3rd Marines from 2006 to 2010. I deployed to Iraq twice. I went back overseas a third time as a government contractor, not colloquially known as a mercenary, I guess. I got out, was recruited by Department of Justice, worked there for a little while, then recruited by DHS, and ended up finishing out the better half of my career with DHS. I was a federal police officer. I deployed all over the country for well over, I believe, 10, 11 years. I was probably gone 6 months out of the year for 10 years straight, always on deployments, always moving, going from operation to operation. And the last 5-6 years, I'd spent on a special response team that was used by Donald Trump quite a bit. And the most well-known thing that we did was Portland, Oregon riot. So I was a team leader for that. I was also a tactical commander on that operation. And so I know a little bit about the government. I spent 16 years in the government. And I've also traveled the world protecting very high-profile people from the Caribbean to South America. Been on some adventures here and there. Have gotten to know the Lord closer than I ever thought I would. I originally was not a Christian during the beginning of this walk. I was actually a pagan. And so the Lord led me closer to Him. I gave my life over to Christ in 2020, fully surrendered. And now I got out of the government in 2022. And that is when I realized that the Lord had something more for me than just government work. And so the Lord had me start a podcast, radio show kind of thing, whatever you want to call it. Because I had no idea what I was going to do, Butch. I had absolutely no idea. I just said, "Lord, I surrender. Whatever you want, your will be done."
Oh, yes.
And so, you know, left a six-figure government job with all kinds of goodies and benefits. And so, you know, I've been doing this now for 2 years, but I've been doing talk radio with Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, I think since 2018, 2019, going back and forth with him. And so I'm no stranger to this, and I'm certainly no stranger to government corruption or to emergencies like we see right now, or the lack of proper response to these emergencies. And I'm certainly no stranger to these insane times in the Middle East or the presidential elections, but I think America is coming to a crossroads. And Butch, I'll lay it down for you like this. I say this all the time on my show, our ministry radio show on YouTube. It's called the American Vindicta Show. But my number one saying is this, and I said this when I was a supervisor for other cops. I am not here to receive friendship pay. I'm here to do my job. I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to be bought off, and I'm certainly not here to compromise my walk and my testimony, which means more to me than gold. And in meeting my Lord and Savior, I am not going to compromise the word of God for any man, more especially Donald Trump.
Amen. Amen. I agree with that. And I got to ask you this question, because you were on the inside looking out, so to speak. How corrupt is the DOJ and DHS? How corrupt are they?
Well, you know, whenever I was in, and they've always been corrupt. I mean, you can look back to Hurricane Katrina hit whenever I was a kid in high school. And so you can see the corruption has been there since the beginning, obviously 9/11, right? But I would say that it's only compounded. It's only gotten worse. And I would say that that is just prophecy being fulfilled. We are filling up the cup of wrath that God's going to be pouring out on us. And so how corrupt is it? Well, in my agency, the average man and woman that I worked with were veterans. And they're all, for the most part, because I don't know everybody, but I knew a lot of people in my agency. I mean, I knew a lot of people. I could go to any state and know somebody or groups of somebody. But we were all God-fearing, you know, American-loving patriots for the most part. The rot comes from those who feel the need to be special interest. You know, I'm special because of what? My skin color, or because of my race, my creed, or what, you know, sex I feel like being today, or what my political party is. Therein lies your problem. When we went outside the oath of protecting the people and the Constitution, which is to protect the people, when we went outside of that and we aligned ourselves with anything else, corruption has set in. You're choosing a side. You're being biased. So politically speaking, it's always been corrupt. Government function-wise, it's always been corrupt. The corruption's always been there. Every kingdom has sought or has seen corruption, except for, you know, Christ, whenever Christ's kingdom was put down here. But the level of deception and corruption that's in this current government, Butch, it is so in your face. I don't know how. Like we were talking about before we went on live, I'm truly at a loss of words to try and to describe what God's indignation for this government must be like.
Oh, yes. Because
Romans 13, right? Romans 13, God establishes government. God establishes leaders. The things that are happening right now aren't done because demons are making people do it. God is the one in control. God's the one in control of this. If you go back to Second Chronicles,
it's once said we get the government that we deserve, and that's true.
Exactly. Look, people think the Illuminati's in control, the devil's in control. People think the devils, the demons, the George Soros is that they're in control. I'll tell you what, God is in control of every single bit of this, and don't you get that twisted. In Second Chronicles 18 at verse 21, you have the prophet Micaiah, and he's talking to King Jehoshaphat and King Ahab, and he is prophesying a vision of God in heaven, and he's got the armies of heaven to his left and to the right of the throne. And he said, I will go out. In verse 20, the Lord said that a spirit came forward and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. So the Lord says in the verse previous, who will entice Ahab, the king of Israel, to go up to fall at Ramoth Gilead, right? And what this is showing you is that God put it in to the false prophets who propped up this evil king to tell him you're going to be successful in battle. And it was God who did it. And verse 21 says, verse 20 says, then a spirit came forward, stood before the Lord, and said, I will entice him. The Lord said to him, by what means? He said, I will go out and be a deceptive spirit in the mouth of all of his prophets. Then the Lord said, you are to entice him and also succeed. Go and do so. We're not talking about Satan. This is one of the Lord's angels that is doing this. Go to verse 22. Micaiah is now looking at Ahab, and he says, now, you see, the Lord put a deceptive spirit in the mouth of these prophets of yours, and the Lord has actually proclaimed disaster against you. See, they wanted to go to war against Ramoth-Gilead. They wanted success in battle. And so Ahab tells Jehoshaphat, come up with me, go to battle with me. And Jehoshaphat said, well, is there not a prophet of God still left in this land? And Micaiah came. Yep. And Ahab says, yeah, there's one guy, and I hate him. He says, I hate him. He said, this guy never says anything good about me. He's always proclaiming evil over me. Well, I want to speak to that real quick, and I'm going to shut up. There's a few things. For one, for all the Christians right now, you can hate me, you can love me, I don't care what you think about me, God's word reigns supreme. You cannot be yoked up with somebody that is evil, not even the slightest bit of evil. You need to approve of all things that are righteous. And remember that you are a representative of the kingdom of heaven. And for anyone who says, well, we got sides to choose, because if you don't choose this side, then you choose the other, that is called manipulation, and that, too, is not of God. So don't listen to these people who say, bend your walk with Christ just a little bit. Compromise just a little bit and vote for the lesser two evils. Secondly, you have a lot of false prophets, Pastor, that claim to be preachers. And they're saying, that, I mean, how many prophecies have we heard about Donald Trump? There's a new book that's prophesying Trump's the last president because some guy in the 1800s wrote about it. I mean, where's the prophecy about J.D. Vance? Where are the prophets about Joe Biden? Where are the prophets about Kamala Harris? Why isn't the Donald Trump's the only one who gets a prophet? Why isn't that Donald Trump's the only one who gets prophets? And why is it that almost all the ones prophesying about him have been wrong at some point in time in their prophecy-telling story time? Or these are people that are a complete misrepresentation of Jesus. They're false. They're a fallacy. Most of them that I have been watching are the New Apostolic Reformation, all right, the blending of New Age spiritualism mm-hmm. and Christianity. Mm-hmm. And it is so dangerous. It is so deceptive. And these are the main people, the majority, that backed this man who's an outright Kabbalist. He was just praying at a Kabbalist funeral for the lead Kabbalist of Judaism in Israel, who was worshipped as a Messiah. For the life of me, I just want to ask a question. When are we Christians going to take God and his word more serious than our patriotism and our voting?
Very, very good question.
I just want to know, when is it when we're standing in front of Jesus, we're having to explain our testimony? Look, I'm not righteous. No one is righteous. No, not one. Paul said that, and he's right. Okay, but it doesn't mean you can't try to walk the walk and talk the talk. That's the fight against sin. But I see people caving under. I see people giving under. I see the church becoming a platform for political views, selling Trump memorabilia. When you see someone make a picture about Jesus wearing a Trump hat, with a bandage on his right ear, praying in front of American flag, you've got your answer about who Trump is. You've got your answer. They idolize that man. Don't you know that's a sin, Christian? But you know, God has destroyed people for that. What about the fact that he supports the LGBTQRS pedophilia gang? Don't you know that's a sin? Don't you know the Lord calls that an abomination? Don't be yoked up with that. He's destroyed people for that.
You know, Doug, I agree 1,000%. And I understand what the other people are saying also, because they're grasping for straws. I mean, all my life, since I've been old enough to understand any of my politics, I've always voted, I'll vote for the lesser of evils. That's closer than the other. Then it dawned on me one time that under every administration, including Trump's, things got worse. Maybe economically a little better. But morally, in other ways, each administration took us further down the road into more paganism. The LGBTQ movement has not slowed down. Trump said before his first election, before he was elected the first time, I'm more pro-gay, and I hate to use that word to describe a sexual pervert, but I'm more pro-gay than Hillary. So how do we expect God to honor a man who is so sexually depraved that he grabs women between their legs, treats them like animals, brags on being a pro-sexual deviant lifestyle? How do you expect God to glorify a country and a people that says they'll back this man? How can that be? How can it be with a clear conscience? I know Harris is a witch, and I'm trying to be nice here. I know that. And Biden is suffering from dementia and other things. We know that already. But you can go back in the election, clear back to Reagan. I remember Reagan. He wasn't there. He wasn't cracked up there what everybody said he was. I know some things he did in secret. He was also a pro-queer in California. He was governor there. So I see all these things. And find out on me, Doug, that when I vote for the lesser of evils, I'm still voting for evil. And as a Christian, as a representative of Christ, how do I condone my actions knowing that I'm just propagating evil, maybe at a slower pace, but destroying my children's future just the same? How do we clear our conscience of such an act? That's my question.
I don't believe that's our choice to do that. I believe our choice is to stay focused on the cross, and then your conscience is clear the moment you take your eyes off the cross. The moment you start to switch out the cross for the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the American flag, this idol, that idol, this distraction, that sin. Well, you're stumbling, and you're putting the stumbling block in front of you.
Yes, you are. Like, and in front of your children, in front of your children also.
How many people will take God seriously? I love to do this. I love to infuriate other Christians who don't read their Bibles, but they're a feel-good Christian. Don't rebuke me. Don't talk bad about me. Pat me on the head. Tell me what a good little Christian I am. Baptize me once so I can go live a life of sin until I die. But let me tell you something. You're in error. If you live that way, you're in error. You're in active rebellion. If you live that way, you can call yourself a Christian all you want. You can do all these things. But I'm going to answer you with this. 2 Chronicles 19, okay? 2 Chronicles 19, verse 2. Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, went out to meet him, Jehoshaphat, the king, and said, "Should you help the ungodly and love those who hate the Lord, and in doing so bring wrath from the Lord on yourself?" Let me ask you this, Christian. What's the difference from accelerating the torture and the murder, the innocent shedding of blood of children, by voting Republican or Democrat at this point? How are you going to sit here and tell me you're going to yoke yourself up with any group that is, hey, we worship Baal Monday, they worship Baal Tuesday. We worship Moloch Wednesday, they worship Moloch Thursday. How are you going to sit here and tell me that you can, with a clear conscience, look Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, and said, if you love me, you will obey my commandments? And obeying my commandments from Deuteronomy 13 to Revelation 14, verse 12, says, obey the commandments. It doesn't change from New Testament to freaking Revelation. Obey the commandments. And if you love Jesus, if you love Jesus, Jesus says, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. And you'll love your neighbor as you love yourself. Do you love the child that's in the womb? No? Yes? Do you want to see that bloodshed? What if, how about this? What if the abortion was done in your bedroom? Would that change your mind? But no, because it's done somewhere in an OR where Satanists say at the end of every week, they dedicate all of these sacrifices, which is what they are, to Satan, because none of it is of God. And I don't care what Trump says, but I'm only for a few things, you know, for saving a mother's life or, you know, because of rape or incest. Murder is murder. Period. Murder is murder.
I agree with that. I do. And I had a gentleman one time say to me, well, we're not electing a pastor. And I got to think about that. I wish it was that simple, that we were only electing a pastor that's going to be over a flock of 200 people who say, we're electing a man to run the country. Shouldn't his office be held even more accountable than a pastor's office, perhaps, because responsibility in his back to set an example before our children and our children's children? One pastor influences maybe one church, but a president influences a nation. Shouldn't we be more concerned about that? I'm not saying that I would never elect a pastor that's ungodly, but the point I'm trying to make is his office, as far as numbers and influence, is much greater than one local pastor or Sunday school teacher.
Let me ask you this. Are we allowed as Christians to judge other Christians?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
I said, let me ask you this. As a Christian, am I allowed to judge another Christian? The Bible says absolutely.
Yes, you are. You see the fruit, can't you?
Yeah. So, if this man claims to be a child of God, as he claims to be, and that's who he surrounds himself with, that's who he panders to, but yet he is outwardly a liar. His fruits tell you, his actions tell you, whenever the RNC happened and he allowed a Satanist, Amber Rose is her name,
yes.
And he allowed a Satanist to go up and be his voice box, his audible representation, vote for me, the Satanist says I'm good, who's also pro-abortion. This man is telling you what he is. You only tell you what's real? Deception. Lies. That's what's real. Let's break this down, Varney style. Let's do this for all those who are hard of hearing.
Don't lose that thought, Doug. Got a break. Hang on through the break, folks. A lot more to talk about in your phone. You're welcome to join us after bottom of the hour at 844-769-2944.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406-274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you, you can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All righty, folks, we're back here talking to Pastor Doug Thornton. And I know tonight we're making some people upset, and we don't do these things to make you upset. But if you're upset because we're telling the truth, then it's not our problem. It's your problem. And I want to say a couple more things here very quickly. Tomorrow night we'll have a deputy from North Carolina, Deputy Tripp Kester, will join us to give us the inside scoop. From boots on the ground, so to speak, and a law enforcement officer telling us what's going on in North Carolina. As you know, last night I was going to have my granddaughter Allison on, tell her testimony, the mess she came out of and where her life is now with Christ. Well, she, as I told you last night, she was sick, so she'll be with us next Monday, Lord willing, to share a testimony, a powerful, beautiful testimony for a 20-year-old young lady who put herself through hell for a while and her family. But the power of God delivered her. That's the God we serve. Now, you were making a point right before the break, Doug, and I'm sorry I had to cut you off. What were you going to say?
I'm just going to repeat words of Jesus because my words mean nothing. So let's all observe what Christ said. Don't be deceived. Many will come in my name, as in saying, hey, I'm with Jesus. Or many will come in my power, saying, hey, I've got the power of Christ behind me. God's behind us. Don't be deceived. But yet we pick and choose sides. I mean, if it was, I don't know, what's the difference between the Nazis and the communists at this point? They both killed a bunch of people, right? They both led into wars. They both suppressed the people. Here's the thing. Donald Trump is not outwardly evil. I understand that. Donald Trump appears to want to be good for the country. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is that we have a man who claims to be Christian, but is not. We have a man who says that he is a Christian, he wants the Christian vote, he'll give you the lie, and he'll pander to you. And he's outwardly lying, and we're not holding this man to it. Where are the pastors who are calling him out, sitting in front of him, saying, hey, Mr. President, I can't support you. You support abortion. You support reprobate lifestyles. You're a liar. You're a panderer. You seem to be full of greed. I can't be yoked up to that. Why don't you change your ways? Why don't you repent? I'll pray with you right now. How about we pray right now? And I want to hear you say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior and not God. And I don't want to hear you say, Jesus Christ is the man. He's the this, he's the that. Because Satan recognized who Jesus was. The demons recognized who Jesus was. But I want to hear you say it from your lips. Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. But that's hard for a deist and Kabbalist to say.
Amen.
But I pray for pray for that man. I'll shut
up. Of course.
Up.
Oh no. I would love to see everyone know who Christ is and accept Him as Savior and watch your life be transformed. I would love to see that. Then we would have heaven on earth, so to speak. But it isn't going to happen. Satan's minions are active in society everywhere now, more so in the last. I've been on this earth over three quarters of a century, and I've seen this nation, the world, but I live in America. This nation changed so much in my lifetime that I would not recognize it if I would have died 50 years ago and come back today. I wouldn't recognize where I was because this nation becomes so evil, so corrupt, so polluted with sin and condoned by the everything from the public school system right on up to the president's office. And insanity just spreads all over this nation, around the world. We're on the verge of World War III, Doug, and I don't think any man gets an office going to do anything to stop. Matter of fact, in my opinion, every one of them is a warmonger. I believe that's very true. I do believe that. Trump wouldn't let them. Listen, folks.
Trump wants to go to war with Iran.
Oh, yes, he does. Because he backs Israel in that, period. So this is where we are. I know you don't want to hear it, and I don't even like to say it, but I will never support another lesser of evil as I used to years ago. I learned my lesson. I was talking to my middle son the other day. excuse me. And he said, Dad, you used to say the same thing. I said, I know it did, Jamie. I was wrong. Jamie learned differently, praise God. But it's very rare that someone he's in his 40s. He's looked, he's a strong believer. He said, now I understand that was wrong. I said, yeah, I do too. I'm sorry I led you the wrong way many years ago, but praise God you got your eyes open to the truth. So these are things that we have to understand, that what we do and teach our children have consequences. And I was wrong in some areas, and I will never, ever go for the lesser of evil because the guy's saying things I like better than the other guy. I'm sorry about that, folks. It ain't going to happen. Let's take a phone call. Let's talk to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Butch. Hi, Doug.
Hello.
Doug, I'm Gary. I've talked to you several times on Butch's show. I'm the guy who goes out to the street and shows people what abortion truly is. I don't know if you recall that or not. But I've been doing that. Yeah, I've been doing that for quite some time, years and years and years. But in conjunction to what I'm about to say, Butch, when I first met you quite some time ago, it was about 20 years ago, I used to write a newsletter, and the name of the newsletter was, Are You a Patriot in Words or Are You a Patriot in Deeds? You know, we don't need your words. What we need is your deeds.
Amen.
See, the first thing about this country, we're supposed to look to the God of heaven who put us here. Okay, and just like when Joshua went into the land, you know, he said, "Choose you this day, you shall serve."
True.
And we know what happened there.
Yep.
You know, even when they went into the Promised Land, what's the first thing that happened? Some jerk, you know, took an idol and kept it in his little hut there, you know, and God, the judgment of God came down on them, right?
On the whole nation.
See, you cannot serve God and serve your idols right here on earth. You cannot do it. I don't care how hard you try, you cannot do it. So you got to put him first in your life, and when he is first in your life changes, and your eyes should be open, you know, to the heresies that has been going on in this nation for far too long. And we know that the world was not perfect, Butch, back when we were both young, which was quite some time ago, unfortunately. Okay, but look where we have digressed to this.
Absolutely, absolutely. I agree. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. And I don't want to stay on here too long, but Doug, I thank you very much for just telling the truth. See, a lot of people will say, well, you know, he judges everybody. No, you're just being blunt about what is really going on. And we need a people who will stand no matter what happens. God wants you to stand for him. He's the one who made you. He's the one who blessed you with children. And those children, and God sees every one of the, and hears every one of those little child that are killed in his mother's womb. And I'm going to tell you that voice of that blood that goes out from the ground, okay, goes throughout the whole universe. It passes the stars and the galaxies. It lands square in God's ears, and he hears that. And I'm going to tell you, I know that God can do everything, but I believe that as one, the shortest verse in Scripture is, God wept. Jesus wept. And he weeps every time he sees one of those little bitty children being dissected and pulled apart, and even having their little arms and their little legs and their little lungs sold to these nefarious people.
That's true.
I'll get off and let somebody else get on. But God bless
Good
you
job,
both.
Jerry.
I love you both
God
in Christ you. Jesus.
God bless you, Gary.
What,
I mean, amen, amen. I like he's doing a little bit of preaching there. I like that. But, you know, he's right, Doug. We as believers have got to get off his kick that we're going to hope in man. No man, no group of men can save this country. Without repentance, there is no cure for sin without repentance. And the churches in America don't even know that they need to repent. They don't know that they're the main cause of all this. The church had held her ground, as Christ said, occupy till I come. If they would occupy this country in morally and said no elected political office is going to do things against the law of God, we would still have this country. You know what we did was, Doug, we sold our birthright for bowl porridge.
Yep.
We said, well, they'll give you Social Security, they'll give you Medicare, they'll give you Medicaid. So don't bite the hand to feed you. Just go ahead and take your benefits and let your nation go to hell.
I said the same thing the other day. What's bad is you got the Muslim nations who pray to a demon god who are putting us to shame in faith.
Oh, amen. I agree.
I think every Christian needs to stop and think about that. That you have
when
people
it comes
who
to,
pray
when it comes
to pagan
to morals,
gods that are putting us to shame.
Amen. When it comes to morals, their pagan worship is more righteous work-wise than ours is. Because they don't tolerate homosexuals. They don't tolerate this perversion. It's not allowed to be publicized and brought out in public. But in America, we Christian nations tolerate evil. We learn to compromise with it. We lost our zeal for Christ and righteousness. This is why America is being damned. It's not because we're indifferent to anybody else. But when the nation turns its back on God, Psalm 9:17 says it's turned into hell. How much clearer can he put it, Doug?
God promises the moment you turn from me, your land will experience wars, famines, plagues, desolation. And everything that happens to us is a judgment for reconciliation, to open the eyes of the sinner, to begin the process of repentance, to come to full repentance, to come back to the family. Ergo, the story of the wayward son coming back to his father, the prodigal son story. God is waiting for the prodigal son. You know, can I preach for a second? There's a thing there's a thing that many men need to understand. Donald Trump is not your daddy. Donald Trump is not your buddy. Donald Trump is not your friend. Okay? If he was all those things, a lot of people who are still imprisoned and were imprisoned because of January 6th by supporting Donald Trump would have been bailed out. But it would have looked bad. Donald Trump would have held tightly to the things that he said and promised to all of us who voted for him or who supported him, but he never did it. He'd never arrest Hillary Clinton because, well, it would look bad to arrest a woman, especially a first president. Come to find out, they may actually be cousins. But I want you to understand this, the prodigal son. If you worry more about making it back, dragging your filthy, sin-filled carcass back to the Father's gate, back to his house. If you worry more about dragging your sorry self back to the Father's house where he will come and run and announce to the entire kingdom, my son is back. The one I thought I lost is back. You worry about that and all will be well.
You lead your family with that in mind, and you lead men with that in mind, and all will be well. You follow anyone that says, stay away from the Father's house, come with me, and you're going to be led to damnation, period.
I agree. And as you said earlier, this election, this so-called election, we are seeing so much idolatry in this. I mean, idolatry.
This thing is happening.
It is. It truly is. And I know we're making people angry. I don't mean make people angry. But idolatry, no matter what word you put on it, no matter what you name it after or for, it's still idolatry. I don't care what you call it. When we put our trust in any man, especially someone we know that is not a Christian, by his action, by his fruit, then we are committing idolatry and spitting in the face of God. Folks, it's just that simple. We're on the verge
of
a war. Go ahead.
I spent 16 years serving this country, 3 times in combat, the rest of the time with a gun on my hand and a badge on my chest. And I walked the walk. I talked the talk, and then I walked the walk. And it wasn't until I became a Christian that I realized that the flag, the Republican Party, all the things that I knew was really idolatry. My eyes were never on the master. And the more you have your eyes open to the master, you know, I can't remember exactly where it is. I'll have to find it. But the Bible says in the New Testament, I believe it's in the book of John, don't be surprised that the world will hate you.
Oh, yes.
Don't be surprised. And don't be surprised when many so-called Christians turn on you. Because what they want you to do is compromise for you. They want you to compromise to affirm their sin. And they want to bend Scripture for their sin. I was talking to a brother the other day who I've talked to pre-trib guys. I've talked to cessationists. I've talked to people that are new apostolic. I've talked to people that don't believe there's any gifts of the Holy Spirit anymore, from the Pentecostals to the Presbyterians to the Lutheran. Here, you may prove you Christians. I want to prove something to you, that the devil is at work amongst the church. There's 1,300 different sects of Christianity. That's how I know for a fact that the devil is at work amongst the church. Nobody can agree upon one Bible. Nobody can agree upon one text. Isn't that amazing? We're so divided. We're so divided, and yet people are welcoming, arms open, this man who claims to be a Christian. Donald Trump is anti-Christ in his behavior. He's not the beast. There's not a false prophet yet, but he is anti-Christ in his behavior, and he's open to it, and Christians have flung open their hearts and their homes to this filth, paying into it. Don't worry. That same deception, that's going to be testing for you for when the Antichrist comes. Just like how the Jews miss Christ, and Jesus said, I came. You had all the text. You had all the scrolls, you got all the knowledge, you've got all the lineage. You know who I am. I tell you who I am, but yet you test me immediately by wanting miracles. How long will I be with this faithless generation? You brood of vipers, you think Jesus doesn't have the same thing to say about Christians who accept everything except for him? You're no different. You're no different than the Pharisees and Sadducees.
Well, but just like the ancient Israelites, the modern Israel today, the Americas, well, we're God's people. He will never judge us. I mean, we're the good guys. I mean, that's what I was taught all the time growing up. I went in the military. I went in 1967, got in 71, was in the Air Force. I took the oath. I had no idea what I was talking about because I never read a Constitution. So you call that a hypocrite. Yeah, that's what you be, folks, hypocrite. But I took the oath, and I thought America was good because, anything America done was got to be right. I mean, that's just because I'm American.
Yep.
I look back on now, Doug, and look back on the things that the Lord showed me over the lot of years. I was played like a fiddle. I was a sucker. And many millions of others have been sucked right into the same thing. Many millions of young men died in wars that were useless wars, for something to line some rich man's pocket. And we're going to be drawn into another war real soon over political Zionism and who knows what else. We're going to be drawn in another war. And I don't care whether it's Biden or Trump. Both of them support what's happening in the Middle East as far as no matter what Israel does, we're going to back them. This is America today. So why do we think that we're going to slide out of here and not face anything that we've allowed to happen in our lifetime? Why are we so damnably ignorant and conceited?
Two things. You're not reading your Bible. You're not praying. I don't mean a 30 second. Hey, Lord, thanks for that ice cream. I really needed a relief in my anxiety for the day. I needed to be patted on my head and told that I was a good little Christian today. Thanks. Thanks for that little miracle that I'm just going to take and I'm going to throw it in the back of my memory. I'm never going to think about it again. But I'm going to test you whenever I get to the end of my rope. This is the problem with Christians. The problem is you don't understand what blessing means. You live in a country, my friends, that is blessed. If you have not been outside of this country, if you have not lived in war zones, if you have not lived in impoverished third world countries like I have before, you don't understand what blessing is. And many of you housewives who email me, and many of you men who email me, and you want to read me the Riot Act about me judging you, you would rather me judge you and offend you and hurt your feelings so that hopefully my rebuke would then cause you to be in some form of conviction, maybe self-evaluation, and then get right with God and stop playing games with him. You're not promised tomorrow, my friend. You're not promised tomorrow. And it's the same thing for Donald Trump. If I had the ability to interview the man, I wouldn't talk about politics the entire time. I'd talk about his soul. That's all I've cared about. Isn't that strange that I went from a military and as a pagan to now all I care about is, hey, man, I just want to see you, you know, in the next world, the next afterlife. That's where I want to see you. But Christians don't want to hear that. Oh, you're going to hold me to the standard of the Bible?
No, they don't want to hear that. By the way, we're running out of time very quickly. How can people find out more about you? How can they contact you?
Well, after they banned me on YouTube, eventually, I don't know. But I'm only on YouTube right now. So the American Vindicta Show is on YouTube. We've got a website, theamericanvindictashow.com. We also have a training site. We do tactical training. It's called Vindicta Solutions, VindictaSolutions.com. So if you've ever needed the reason to go out and get trained, contact us. See what it is that we offer. It's also on our website. We also have a YouTube channel for the training company, Vindicta Solutions on YouTube. But that's pretty much where I'm at until the Lord moves me somewhere else.
Now you're located in what state?
Texas, greatest country in the world.
All right, Texas. I don't know. I like it here in West Virginia.
Hey, man, I'm going to be moving out of Texas just as quickly as God will allow me because we are quickly becoming northern Mexico.
Oh, yes, you are.
We're in trouble.
You know, and I'm saying this, and I mean this humbly before God. I was born and reared in West Virginia. Sometimes in the military, I've been here all my life. And we don't have much trouble so far with gangs and illegals. We don't have anything here much often. We're a very poor state. But in our state, we can carry any kind of gun we want to, open or concealed, no questions asked, no permits needed. So in some ways, we are a little bit ahead of other states. And I like it. We only have 1.5 million people in the whole state. If we were flattened out, we'd be a pretty good-sized state. So we're not crowded either. I'm not inviting people in here that would turn this into another California. But if people here want to come to try to find a life where they're a little more independent, this is a pretty good state. We're somewhat different than other states around us. And I'm glad
we're actually here. Yeah, we're looking at moving towards eastern Tennessee, towards the Great Smoky Mountains. So I'm telling you right now, friends, everybody is feeling it. If you're not feeling the emergency in your spirit that something's going to happen, prepare. I'm telling you, even if you think I'm crazy, prepare. Prepare with food, water, guns, bullets, whatever it is that you need to satisfy your needs of preparation. You need self-protection, and you need to be self-reliant, and you need to be able to eat, drink, Maybe apply a little bit of medical aid. Don't forget these things, and don't forget your Bibles. Be praying every day with your family. If you got kids, be praying with your kids. Make sure that they know the Word of God more than they do those freaking cartoons.
Amen. And keeping the Bible more than they are on the cell phones. Well, Doug Thornton, thank
Absolutely.
You so much for this tonight. I appreciate what you're doing. And if I can be any help to you anytime, you let me know, okay?
Absolutely, Pastor. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome, my friend. God bless, and I'll talk to you in the future, in the very near future. Take care.
Roger that.
Thank you. And, folks, I'll remind you again, I'll try to remember to do it tomorrow night, too, that we're having Bible study this weekend on Sunday because there'll be a power outage on Saturday. So join us just like you always do on PastorBush.com and watch on Rumble or call the phone number 339-209-5013 to listen to us. We want you to join us. That's why we do it. That's why we do this. And so you can join us. The technology that Phil has to put together to make this possible for you to watch is unbelievable, way above my pay grade. And he works hard at it, very hard at it. Phil Hudock is a powerful, powerful man when it comes to doing what's right in the eyes of God. So if you can join us, please do so. Next week, on Monday night, I'm going to try to have my granddaughter on, Allison, discussing her testimony. Folks, it's a beautiful testimony. And tomorrow night we're going to have Deputy Tripp Kester on from North Carolina, Lord willing, bring us up date on that. All we want to do is glorify our Father in heaven and perhaps get the truth out that no other pastor wants to talk about. I don't know of any other pastors in my area that does Christian worldview news. I don't know of any others anywhere that do that. Maybe there are. I'm sure there are. But I don't know any of them, and I've been ridiculed and mocked and scorned for many years. Many people come to the Bible study, stay for one or two, and get scared away. I can't help that. And if you're walking in fear, then you're mighty weak in Christ. I'll say that right now. Like I just mentioned you last night. I'll be teaching this with this weekend. If you're walking in fear, you're not walking in faith, and you're taking yourself to hell doing that. That's just a fact. I can't help it, folks, but it's true. I can't change the Word of God, and I can't make somebody feel better. I tickle in the ears because that's not what I do. I can't do that. You see, Bible tells me, last chapter in Hebrews, I have to give account for your souls. I do, and I'm not going to – I don't want the blood on my hands. I've already messed up enough. I don't want the blood on my hand by making you feel better one day and sending you hell the next. I can't do that. But thank you for your help keeping on the air this many years, and please don't forget, we do need that. You need help this month. We love you. By the grace of God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.